Are you ever going to make a move on me? Because I'm getting a little impatient. So if you're wondering, I wouldn't say no. In fact, I mean, that's if you want to make a move on me. I'm not saying that you do, but if you do, I mean, you can make a move on bum. Not my bum. I mean, yes. Not that it's a bad bum. I think I have a nice bum, especially in this dress. And this isn't bum. I need to stop saying. That started off really well. That was flirty. That was confident. That was everything that I'm not. I mean, I am flirty. I'm just not very good at it. And I'm not particularly confident. And that's why I don't, you know. I'll just go back to the kitchen and I'll cook, because that's what I do. I cook. I am. So we've been working together for a while, and by working together, I mean we've been friends for a while. Good friends, really good friends, because you know, you run the bar and I cook. You know I cook, don't you? Because you know I cook. I'm fine. I am completely fine. I am so fine. Just I'm fine. Oh, that was not good. But I do have a nice bum. Maybe. Sometimes. I mean, I think I do. But I don't really ask people if I have a nice bum. Do I? No, I'm not asking you if I... Do you like my bum? You do? You like my bum? You like my bum. So that's good. That's good. That's really good. Okay, you like my bum. That's a good starting... That's not a good starting point. This is going so badly. Did you like the starters? The new starters? I changed the menu because... It's a special occasion. It's not a special occasion. It's just I know you get hungry on your shift, and I wanted you to have your favourites. So it's not... I didn't make the menu for you at all. It's just a complete coincidence that it's your favourites. All of it is your favourites. Even the dessert. That's a coincidence. That's just because you've got wonderful taste. I mean, you like my bum. I need to stop talking about my bum. I've never done this before. I mean, I have done this before. I am. No, not like that. I mean, yes, I... bum. I was trying to think of another word, but bum is just right there. It's right there. I mean, it's not right there. It's right there. Don't look. I mean, oh, bum. We flirt. I mean, we don't flirt like, hey, how are you? That's not how people flirt. I wasn't sure if we were actually flirting. Because it... What? Me. This. I don't... I'm not smooth. I mean, I can make a smooth... I was going to make a food thing, chat up line, and it was actually a bit creepy, so I didn't do it. See, I'm nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm shy. I'm an introvert, and that's why I love the kitchen, because it has doors, and I can tell people to get out, because I'm a chef, and if I don't want you in my kitchen, you don't come in my kitchen. I always want you in my kitchen. I always want you in my kitchen. And we've been flirting awkwardly, just so awkwardly, and I've been flirting with my food. I haven't been flirting with my food. I mean I practiced flirting. No, I didn't. I don't speak to my food as I cook it. That's just weird. But I have, when I cook for you, I'm flirting because you make these really... The sound you make when you're enjoying your food. That's creepy. It's not creepy. It's just... You appreciate my food. And that's really hot. That's really hot. Even if it's ice cream and it's not hot, it is hot. I mean, if the food's not hot, but you're still hot. You're so hot and funny and smooth. You're so smooth. I've seen you be so smooth, but with me, you're not smooth. I mean, you are smooth, but you're not, you're meringue. But not, so there are different types of meringue, and this is not turning into a cooking lesson. No, it's not. It's absolutely, well, so you have Italian meringue and Swiss meringue, and so we flirt, and I'm sure we flirt, and we so the kitchen is not a small kitchen. That's a big kitchen. That's a big, big, big kitchen. But you know, we sometimes our hands brush against each other, and it could totally be an accident. It's not an accident. I think you want to hold my hand. I want to hold your hand. That's a Beatles song, isn't it? That is a Beatles song. Is that a Beatles song? My mind is kind of racing because I'm actually. So I think you want to hold my hand, and sometimes you stand really close to me, just so close, just so close, and I get distracted, and then I burn something because you're so close, because you're really distracting, and you flirt with me, but you flirt with me. You flirt with me. You don't. I've seen you flirt with customers, and it's not. You? I mean, it is you flirting, but it's not you. But when you flirt with me, it is you. It's different. Because it's not so smooth and perfect and slick. It's not slick. It's work. It's like when I agree with a customer. It's just, you know, it's work. They're not right. They're never right. The customer is never right. Sorry. You know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about that. She asked me to grill her sushi. I'm not over that. I'm never going to be over that. Grill her sushi. Sorry. But when you flirt with me, it's you flirting with me. And it's warm and it's golden and it's tingly. I'm tingly when you do it, and I didn't know you were doing it, but I hoped you were doing it, and now I know you are doing it, because I wasn't meant to tell you this. The wait staff had an intervention, and I say intervention, it was more like, do you not know you're being flirted with? And that sounded really aggressive, because it was quite aggressive. It was very aggressive, and I had to remind them that I have knives. And then they kind of went, oh, she's so adorable. Because I am. And you're flirting with me. I was right. So when you stand really close to me and our hands brush together, like you want to hold my hand, it's because you like me. But we've been working together for a long time. And, you know, when we talk, I think that it's okay. And I love how you're just I like how you're just standing there and I'm talking at you, and then you have this smile on your face because you think this is cute. When I'm all flustered and... So I don't like you. I do like you. I just mean I like you. So when you cook... Cooking is... Why does everything come back to food? Because I'm a chef. When you cook, it's... a recipe. You can have a recipe. And you can follow the recipe, but when you taste it, it's not right. It's wrong. Now, you know that you followed all the steps. You know that you did what you were meant to. You know that all the ingredients were right, but you know that it's wrong. because it's not so straightforward. It's not just about the ingredients and the instructions. It's about the heart. And, you know, you cook with your... Well, you know, you don't cook with your heart because, you know, as a means to cook, the heart would be very inefficient. Also against health codes. So what I'm trying to say badly is I like you. And I like a lot of people. No, I don't. I don't like many people. I can be a bit... It's a chef thing. It's a chef thing. I like people. Some people. Not many. Just there are people that I like. And you're one of them. But... This is... You make my day. You are the reason I leave my kitchen. I mean, I don't want to leave my kitchen. I love my kitchen, and I don't like it out here because there are customers. And when customers see my chef jacket, well, they want to talk to me. And I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to talk to customers. Because they'll ask me to grill their sushi. Well, they'll, you know, use really bad chat up lines on me. You know, this moves that kind. I don't like that. What I do like is you, because you're genuine. And no, you are. But I don't like. I love you. Not gonna run. Not gonna hide in the kitchen, because I have a hiding cupboard. But you know that. You know I have a cupboard that I hide in that no one knows about. But you do, because I love you. Because I adore you, because you're genuine. You are. You're real. And you share that with me. You don't. Any girl that comes up to the bar and sees you. Well, it's obvious that you're gorgeous. It's obvious that your smile. You have this wonderful smile. But the way you talk to them. It's not. The way you talk to me. Because I get you, and they get work you. And I get real you. And I fell in love with the real you because you eat my food. Not just because you eat my food, but you know, that is a big portion of it because I cook for you. I cook for you. And that's how I say I love you. I also say it like this, which is just really, really awkward. This is why I stick to cooking. It's so much more eloquent. But I love you. I am so in love with you, and I... When are you going to make a move on me? Wait. That's not me, is it? That's not me. And I'm always me with you. Because I love you. Sorry. I am... You're smiling at me. I mean, you always smile at me, but I've never seen that smile before. It's... I really like that smile. I love you. Oh, I like that too. I like that even more than the smile. That I love. That, I mean, I love. Ooh, that. I have knives. I just thought I was being too cute, so I ruined the moment. I have a bit of a self-confidence problem. Tiny bit. And that's partially why I don't really let people in. So sometimes I panic like that. And, you know, of course you know, because you know me. I do have knives, but that wasn't a threat. It was just a, hey, I'm sexy. I've got knives. That sounded better in my head. And there's that smile again. Actually, that smile never went away. I was just looking at your hands because you have nice hands when you're mixing drinks. It's nice. And so I'm in love with you, and you're in love with me, because you said it. So actually, could you just to confirm, could you repeat it? Oh, I love you, and this menu is for you. Actually, every menu's for you. You know that. Oh. Well, no, I didn't think I was being subtle. I kind of thought I was being subtle. I got a thesaurus and everything. So, this is me making a move on you. A very awkward and flustered, sort of painfully awkward move. Confession is very much like my dancing. It's very special. What? You want to take me dancing? On a date? Because we're in love, and people who are in love go on dates, and people who aren't in love go on dates. But we are in love. We're in love. So I'd love to go dancing. And when I say I would love to go dancing, I mean I really don't want to go dancing. But I will go dancing with you because it's you. So, it's a date. I mean, it's not actually a date because we haven't set a date. I got a bit ahead of myself there. And now you're laughing at me. You're laughing, and I really like your laugh. And now you're coming closer. Oh, do you want me to get out of the way? No, you want to kiss me, don't you? That, yes. I would like to be kissed by you. So you're finally going to make a move. Could you kiss me so I just stop talking? Because otherwise I will just no. You have to kiss me. You have to. Please. I mean, you don't have to, but I really, really, really want you to. I'm not going to make happy sounds. Not at all. Just maybe that one little tiny happy sound. Just this slightly happy sound. And I know my voice is weird right now. It's not the suppression of happy sounds. It might be. Are you hungry? And yes, this is a trick question because I know you're hungry, because I know what you look like when you're hungry. Your eyes get hungry. I have food. I have some food. I actually have a lot of food. I might have cooked you a four-course tasting menu. And by tasting, I mean a full four-course meal. And I might have asked someone to cover your shift. I thought you might want to spend the night in the kitchen with me, where I can spoil you and have you to myself and show off a little. Wait, that's a date, right? That's a date. That's a date because it's a time, it's a place, and it's an activity. Did I Google what a date was? Maybe. A little. Okay, it's not that cute. It's a tiny, tiny little bit cute. You're cute. So would you like to come with me into the kitchen where I can grill your sushi that was meant to sound better than it did? Exactly. It will never sound good because it's grilling sushi. Who wants their sushi grilled? Customers, that's who. And that's why I don't come out here. Well, I do come out here, but I only come out here for you. I love you. Oh, you want to hold my hand? Nothing. You're holding my hand. That was a happy sound. I'm really happy. So, Let's eat. And by let's eat, I mean I am going to eat, but I'm also going to watch you eat. And it's I love it when you eat my cooking. I love you and I just love you. Right, let's get moving before the customers come in.